Hello, Mike Adams here, healthrangerstore.com, with an apology of what happened, how all of our Ranger buckets that we put in inventory yesterday were gone by 3:31. When we had promised they would be live at 3:30, all 1,000 that we'd put in inventory were gone by 3:31. So, number one, I apologize. We have some solutions I'm going to share with you here. We want to help as many people as possible get prepared with certified organic food. I appreciate your support. Let me explain what we're doing to try to solve this and also what happened. So a month ago or so, when we had the previous batch of Ranger buckets put into inventory, and I had promised a certain time and date that they were going to be available, our team had activated the inventory at that time, but it took over an hour for the databases of the inventory management to be able to sync the live inventory with the actual store. So there's a back-end database, and then there's a front-end database that actually drives what's available in real time. And that sync, for whatever reason, took over an hour last time. And that caused some frustration because the buckets weren't available when people expected them to be. And so what we decided to do this time was to make the inventory live a little over an hour early. And then, of course, this time, I think we made it live at a little after 2 o'clock when I had promised 3:30. And this time, of course, the synchronization happened instantly, instead of taking an hour. So then what happened is the buckets went live a little bit after 2 p.m. Central. And the way our shopping cart works is that anybody who has signed up to be alerted via email when that product is back in stock, then the shopping cart itself started emailing everybody who was on that, notification list. So people started getting their emails like, boom, it's back in stock. And people went online and started purchasing like we've never seen before. Like, some people purchased 10 buckets at a time, and one customer purchased 20. We may put in some limits here starting now. Although I'm opposed to that idea generally speaking, but we may have to do it here for the next production batch, which is about maybe 3 to 4 weeks away. But what happened was by 3:31, all 1,000 of the Ranger buckets were sold out. And so people who had heard my message that, hey, it's going to be available at 3:30, they log in at 3:35 or 3:32 thinking, yeah, there's going to be some inventory here. It was all gone. And so unfortunately, a lot of people were frustrated and were then contacting our customer service and saying, hey, what happened? How are these sold out? What's going on? So I will let you know that we've been writing down, typing in the names of those customers who missed the deadline, and we're taking phone orders for those customers right now, which is creating negative inventory, but they will be the first to have that inventory filled when the next batch comes out, and we're fast-tracking the next batch by shifting our production staff away from other products into the next batch of Ranger buckets, which will ship now October 15th through October 18th. So it's a little over 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks away for that. That's the next batch that we can possibly make available, and that's even double timing it. So that's what we're doing right now for those who missed the deadline, but we're acting in good faith, trying to hit 3:30. And it's just, we could not anticipate the demand for storable food right now is beyond anything we've ever seen, ever. I just, you think about it, and these buckets were even 10% higher price than what they had been in the past because of all the food price increases. A lot of our raw materials have gone up 40% or 50%. And the shipping has gone up tremendously with FedEx and UPS and so on. So we had a 10% price increase, which did not slow down any of the purchasing. So really, we did not anticipate that there would be, 1,000 buckets just gone in whatever that was, an hour, a little over an hour. So we failed to anticipate this level of demand, and it's causing problems for all of us. But let me just review the solutions that we're trying to put in place here, and then also a quick discussion about the real underlying problem underneath all of this, which is, you know, big government money printing, collapsed supply lines, labor shortages, all that. We'll get to that in a second. But first, just to review, if you want to get the next batch of Ranger buckets, you can, the best way is to go to the Ranger bucket page on our store, healthrangerstore.com, sign up for the email notification, and that will automatically email you the next time we have inventory that we take live. If you miss this current deadline and you want to be on our list to take pre-orders, you can contact our customer service through the store, healthrangerstore.com. There's a customer service pop-up there. You can chat or you can call, and you can place a pre-order. And that creates, in our database, negative inventory, but you'll be among the first then before we take it live next time. So you'll be next in line. It's kind of like making a reservation, except you have to pre-order it. So you have to prepay, in essence, to purchase it. Our customer service team, however, is overloaded right now for all the obvious reasons. So I don't mean to create additional frustration, but it's going to be hard to get into our customer service team right now. And they're overworked right now, of course, and trying to do their best to make this happen. But this is the world in which we live right now. So I would ask you this: please have patience with our team. They're doing the best they can. And have patience with us and with me, because I'm doing the best I can. You wouldn't believe what we are going through to try to create these products and make them available to you and get them into your hands. I've never experienced anything like this ever. It's just beyond insane. And the supply line shortages are very real. And I was just told a few minutes ago, oh, guess what? We have a lima bean shortage on top of everything else. So now we're trying to figure out how do we solve the lima bean problem here? And it's not like we can just go out and grab a new batch of food. We have to go through all the lab tests, the microbiology tests. You wonder why it takes us so long to produce food. It's because, I mean, the micro tests are 3 days. And that's the raw materials and finished product. And then we have the ICP-MS lab test, and we have the triple quad glyphosate test. These things don't happen instantly. So we actually, the process is when we have a potential lot of food, let's say we have lima beans out there somewhere, and we want to buy, you know, like 10 tons of lima beans. So they send us, before we buy it, they send us a sample. And this sample is what we check in the lab. We send the sample to the lab. We do all the testing, make sure it passes. And then we tell the supplier, okay, we'll take your 10 tons of lima beans. They ship the 10 tons, which is taking longer than ever because of all the shipping problems. There's nobody, you know, to drive. Well, I mean, I guess there are truck drivers, but they're overworked. All the supply lines are shutting down. So then we get the 10 tons in. Do we automatically trust the 10 tons of lima beans? Of course not. We take more samples and we test it again in the lab. So there's another delay. And only after it's cleared, then we can go into production. That's our process. That's what we do. And unfortunately, it makes everything slow. And unfortunately, demand is through the roof right now, outstripping any kind of supply that we could possibly muster up for you. And we're doing the best we can, but apparently it's not enough. I don't know what to tell you. We're not giving up. I mean, our team's working overtime. I'm working overtime. Everybody's working. But I really apologize that we weren't able to get more people taken care of with this, because I thought, you know, 1,000 of these buckets would serve quite a number of people. And I know some people are very happy that they were able to get in and purchase those, but not everybody. There's a lot of unhappy people, and I'm sorry. I apologize for that. So the deeper root of the problem here is, of course, tied into government policies. So these COVID lockdowns are just murdering the supply lines. And so it's hard to get food. This is why grocery store shelves are more and more empty around the country. And this is why manufacturers aren't able to get the raw materials that they want. But it's also a labor shortage. If we had more available labor, we could produce more. We have the infrastructure to produce a lot more. But American workers, for whatever reason, especially on the younger side, they will show up for a day or a week and that's it. And this is happening everywhere. Restaurants. I mean, you drive around your local town, right? Everybody's hiring. Why? Because nobody wants to work, at least in that sector of the economy, the labor sector. So it's very, very difficult to retain workers, even though it's a nice environment. I mean, it's air conditioned, right? You're surrounded by clean food. It's not like we have workers, you know, cleaning out gutters of radioactive debris. No, this is, you know, you're working around organic food. It's kind of the cleanest environment. Sometimes there's a smell of essential oils, you know, it's kind of nice. Oh, it's peppermint day because we're packing peppermint, you know, in the oil bottles. So it's a very good work environment. That's not the issue. It's just that very few people want to work. And that's part of the government stimulus checks and the COVID shutdowns, and also just the whole idea that our economy is based on money printing. So an entire sector of the economy thinks that they're just making a living on speculation. Like, oh, I'm a professional Tesla investor. I'm a professional, you know, crypto investor. I'm a professional whatever. They're just investing. And so far, it's giving them returns. So they think they're getting rich, but it's all illusion. They don't realize it yet. So they're not really working other jobs. You know, the kind of jobs that I worked when I was young, you know, loading boxes for UPS, you know, late night shift. That's a hard, hot job in the back of a UPS truck, chucking boxes in there, building walls of boxes. That's what I did when I was in college, or one of the many jobs I did, or mowing lawns when I was a younger kid. You know, we would mow lawns. You know, if you were broke, you went out and you mowed lawns. Or something, you delivered newspapers or whatever you did. You found a way, and you're raking leaves for money from the neighbors, you know? Today, everybody's just, hey, government, give me a check. And so our culture has lost the ability or the values of work. And I'm not trying to make excuses, but this is just the reality. And it makes me wonder, you know, how does this economy sustain itself? I'm not sure it does. It's so much of the economy is fake. You know, the fake economic numbers, the fake GDP. You know, half the GDP now seems to be vaccines. Is that really producing anything other than sickness? No. So we're one of the few businesses that's actually still producing something that's real. And then we inadvertently, you know, make people frustrated because we can't meet the demand and we can't control the database synchronization schedule. Sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's slow. It's like all kind of, you know, computational voodoo happening behind the scenes there. I don't have control over it. The numbers they have a mind of their own sometimes. I mean, we don't want to oversell. So you got to have the inventory working in real time. And that's difficult because they're selling so quickly that it's like 1 minute, you know, the inventory can change by 100 units because people are placing orders. So that's the explanation of what's happening to us and the spillover effect of how it's impacting you if you want to be our customer. And I don't know what to say. I'm apologetic, but also frustrated on my part about this because there are no solutions here, right? I mean, how do we magically transform the culture so that more people will work jobs? You know, and we pay well too, by the way. We're not paying minimum wage, not even close. Like more than double, I think. I mean, people just don't want to work. And how do we get the food supply lines to work? I don't know. Because they're all breaking down because of the lockdowns. and the port closures sometimes, and the transportation problems, and, you know, and the fuel prices are rising. And UPS and FedEx, by the way, can't hire workers, which is why the quality of their service is suffering. And some of their new delivery people, they just deliver to random addresses. Now, you wouldn't believe how many times we ship something to somebody and it ends up at their neighbor's house, you know? And then our customer service team is just overloaded with trying to deal with this. So all I ask is have patience with us. Understand we're working as diligently as we can on under some very difficult circumstances, frankly. I mean, let's be honest, we're all living through the collapse of our civilization. And I don't think I ever expected it was going to be easy. But it is frustrating, especially if you're trying to get some, you know, good storable food that's certified organic and lab tested, you know. So we're just going to do the best we can. Now, for those of you who were able to get in your orders yesterday, those orders are going out beginning today. So when we put something in inventory, we actually have it. You know, it's built up, it's ready to go. I remember last year there were a lot of food companies that would pretend they had inventory, and then you would place the order, and then they would say, "Oh, well, it's 12 weeks," you know. And I think that's very unethical to do that. And that's why we've never done that. I would rather show zero inventory when there's zero inventory and then active inventory when there's active inventory. I don't want to play games with people and act like we have something that we don't have, especially with supply lines not working. I mean, how can companies pre-sell something when it hasn't even been delivered to them? You don't know if the delivery is going to make it these days, you know? The world could end before the delivery shows up, or something else. Who knows? It might be in a war or something. So we only claim inventory when we have it, when we're physically sitting on it in our warehouse. So at least you have that with us, okay? At least you know that we don't sell stuff we don't have. Now, granted, a lot of times we're sold out, but at least it's honest. In summary, I suspect that none of this is going to get easier. I think we're going to go through a very difficult fall and winter, a difficult couple of years here. I'm not sure America survives. You know what I think about that if you've heard my other podcasts. If you have a budget to do preparedness right now and you can't wait for our buckets, I've always encouraged people, there are things that you can get right now. You can buy 5-gallon buckets. You can go get bulk rice and bulk beans and bulk quinoa and things like that at your grocery store or local co-op, and you can pack it yourself. I mean, I know it's not as well packed, it's not vacuum packed and all that, but there are ways to pack it yourself. And by the way, I have a video that I've put out on prepwithmike.com that shows you how to make your own oxygen absorbers. And the secret to that, this is how you can pack a bucket of rice, let's say, and then in that bucket, you can put your own oxygen absorber that you make, which I'll explain in a second. And then once you seal the lid on that, all the oxygen gets sucked out of the air inside that bucket. And because of that, your rice then lasts a lot longer. It's the next best thing to commercial packing. So the way to do that, again, this is on prepwithmike.com. If you want to see the video, I actually show you how to do that. You buy steel wool, the ultra fine steel wool, which I think is 0000, and then you take some table salt. And what I like to do is I take an old vitamin bottle and I stuff the steel wool in the vitamin bottle, and then I put in a couple of tablespoons of salt. I put the lid on the bottle, I shake it vigorously to distribute the salt all among the steel wool, okay? And then I take a drill and I drill 3 or 4 small holes, like 1/8 of an inch diameter holes in the lid of the vitamin bottle, you know, making sure the lid is usually some kind of poly or plastic material. What this does is, like, you put that in with your rice, in your bucket of rice, the salt absorbs moisture from the rice, pulls it into the salt, makes the salt slightly wet, and then it reacts with the steel wool, which oxidizes the wool, which sucks oxygen out of the air and binds it to the wool to create wool rust. And you end up with, like if you were to open it 10 years later, you would have good rice and a vitamin bottle with rusted, salty wool, steel wool, but just rusted and salty. And that is, that's your own oxygen absorber. That's how you do it. So there are solutions that you can do yourself as well, and you can store beans that way, and you know, all kinds of things, wheat, whole oats, you know, anything, any kind of grain. That's a good long-term storage technique to make your own oxygen absorbers. And steel wool is cheap, and salt is pretty cheap as well. You just get store-bought salt, and you can do that yourself. Just make sure you have a good gamma seal, you know, on the top to hammer that bucket closed so that it's airtight. So that's just a tip I'll share with you here. We all need to be, you know, adaptable here, because we're facing some very difficult times. We're facing the engineered collapse of society, engineered famine, engineered food shortages, engineered biowarfare, spike protein. It's unbelievable. And the people supposedly running our country are trying to destroy it, literally trying to destroy it. So of course we're having problems. It's like, this is worse than living under the old Soviet Union. At least the Soviet Union wasn't trying to collapse. Our leaders are trying to collapse America today. And so far, they're doing a very good job. So that's it. That's what I wanted to share with you. I thank you for your support, and I thank you for your understanding. We're doing the best we can. And I will keep you posted. We're going to try to create a lot more, I don't know, see what we can make for you. But there are not any shortcuts in what we do. That's the thing. It's just, it takes a certain amount of labor, certain number of hours. The machines have to work. And for the machines to work, the air compressors have to work, because a lot of it's pneumatic driven, you know. And so a whole series of big things have to function for us to do our manufacturing. And those don't work every day. Things break down. Parts are hard to get. People don't show up. So we're doing the best we can. I appreciate your support in any case, and take it easy on our customer service team, because they're really overloaded right now. But thank you for everything that you do, and for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Of course, healthrangerstore.com. God bless you. Take care.